So today's daf is daf vav. So we're in the middle of a conversation about the inyan whether a yoresh is kone the karbanos, whether the yoresh acquires the karbanos of the parents. And number two is we had this idea that the concept of tamura doesn't apply to shutvin. So the Gemara now just has a question on the idea of tamura. A shutvin can do tamura, only a yachid can do tamura. So the Gemara says four lines down, daf vav amin aleph. The last word is maskif. Maskif lo Rav Yaakov minar pako. That's where he came from. El miat, if that's the case, that we learned from the Bav's Joshua in Mehemir Yamir, we said only a yachid could do tamura, not shutvin. So Gavi Meiser, when it comes to Meiser, we should have the same din. When it comes to Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni is a fruit you have to take in the third and sixth years you take to Yerushalayim. Dichsiv im gal yigal, it says when you redeem it, if you redeem it, there's halacha. Let's say you don't want to schlep the fruit down to Yerushalayim. So you can redeem it and put it onto money. It's much easier to schlep the money down and then buy fruits when you get to the Yerushalayim. So im gal yigal, if a person does this, the pasuk goes on to say that you have to ishmi ma'asro v'chamishiso yosef alav. The person who owns it needs to add a chomesh, a fifth, onto the value. So let's say the miter fruit are $100 and you want to be pulled it, you need to add $20, which is one-fifth, onto the miter sheni. So why is it im gal yigal, the double lashon? So Gemar darshins lirabos es hayorish, to include a yorish. So let's say I have fruit. And Reuven was poed in my fruit, which he can do, he doesn't add a chomesh. Only if I, as the Baal, as the owner. But let's say the Yorish of the Baal, he also would have to add an extra chomesh as well. That's what we learn from the double lashon, imgal, yigal, to include the rabbos as a Yorish. So Gemara says, so we should make the same drasha by Maaser Sheni. Hachanami, we should say, echad goel, vein shnaim goelim. Just like we said by Timura, only one person in Hamer Yemer taught us that only one person could do a Timur, not two. So to why don't we have the same drasha by Maaser Sheni? So Gemara says, Shiny Maaser degavi avun nami isa b'shutvis. It's different. Because Maaser Sheni, even the Baal, the shutvis, if the Baal owned the fruits in the first place, as partners, they could do Maaser Sheni pidyon, and they pay a chomesh. So certainly the Yorishin, even though the partners are being Yorish, also have a din of pidyon. So Maaser Sheni does have a din of shutvis as opposed to Timur. Either way, that was all a side point. The Gemara now brings us back to our discussion about the Yoresh being Kona, the Karbanos of his father. So Amar Lei Rav Asi, the Rav Ashi Umine, from this conversation of Maaser Sheni, we can make the following conclusion. Miha Meimar, back to Timur, I'm sorry. We should say, I Amris Bishlama Kanyalahu. If we say that the Yoresh does acquire his father's Karban, Hainu Dechad Miha Meimar. That's why, if it's one son, not two sons doesn't do Timur because Shutvis. But let's say he only has one son, so then the one son can taka do tamura, only if he's kone. But ella iamris lo kanyulahu, if we say that a yorish is in kone his father's karbanos, heichameimar, how could he do tamura? Meaning we're about to see that only an owner could do a tamura. If I own this animal, you can't do tamura to my animal. Only I can, only the owner. So how could the Gemara apply above that a yorish can do tamura? So the only way he could do tamura is if he does Kone, he does acquire it from his father. So how do we know that if he's not Kone, he can't do Timura? So that only the owner does Timura. So the Gemara has a statement here. It appears a few times. Get familiar, because we're going to see it a number of times in the Maseches in Seder Kachim. Ha'amar Rabbi Abohu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'makdish Mosif Chomish. The one who is makdish an item. And let's see, he wants to redeem it now. It's a makdish's table. The table costs $200, so I'm makdish it now, and then I want to redeem it. So when I redeem it, I need to add an additional one-fifth of the value, around $40 or so of this item, of this table. So only the makdish, but let's say you redeem the item that I was makdish, you don't add a chomish onto. That's one din. Miskaper oseh tamura. A person who receives the kapara, only he could do tamura. So if the father, if Reuven, was the one who set aside zechatas for himself, and so he gets kapara, he could do tamura. But if Reuven dies and his son is yorish it, his son's not getting a kapara. His son brings a carbon for his father, but he's not getting kapara. So the son can't do the tamura. Or I shouldn't say the son right now. I should just say, rather, a person who doesn't own it, because we're trying to prove his son. A third person cannot do it because he's not getting kapara for it. And just to finish the line here, Vatorim mishelo al shel chavero, Tovas Hana Shalom. So let's say you have a pile of grapes that require truma being taken. And I go to your backyard and I separate the grapes. I take grapes from my yard, rather. to exempt your grapes. So these grapes are going to be chuma to exempt Reuven's grapes, and his grapes are now going to be chulin. So I'm allowed to do that, actually. And how that works exactly is a Gemara Nedarim, but I have actually the Tovas Hana, the ability to choose who, which Kohen I want to give this to. So that's a separate din. These are three different dinim about who has the rights of Temura, who pays the Chomesh for Hektish, and who has the Tovas Hana for taking Chuma. But what we see from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is only one who's being Miskaper could do Temura. So how then could the son do Temura who's Yorish? It must be, the only way the Yorish could do Temura is if he acquires the carbon, and since he acquires the carbon, it must be, though, that he's considered the Miskaper. So the Gemara says as follows. The answer is, no, really, Kivilo Mechapre Mikufya Mechapar. Interesting formulation here. So, meaning what? That really we're saying that, look at Rashi says, Mishani Mikiva Lo Mechapra, Mikufi Mechapra. Mikiva means from a Koveya. It's two different levels here. The one who gets the real Iker Kapara, that's called Mikiva, Lashon of Kavias, he's Keva. The father had the Keva and the Kapara. Mukufya means like hovering on the outside, floating around, a secondary type of Kapara, a more removed type of Kapara. So Rashi explains that Kapara Kavua Sheyehe Yorish Balav Mamish Einlen. A Yorish who gets Kapara from the father's carbon is not a real Kavias Kapara. Hilkach, therefore, Gave mincha ksheira likarev delo shutvanim. So when a father dies and it's left for the Yorishin, so the Yorishin don't really don't get a full kapara here, but they have some ownership to it and they can't bring the mincha because you can't bring shutvan, can't bring mincha. About kapara kufya v'tapa mimela yeshlenbo helkach meimir. So we're saying as follows that really the children do acquire it. They do acquire the karbanos, so why can't they bring a mincha? Because they're shutvin. Shutvin can't bring a mincha. So then the question becomes, so then how could they bring the temura? We said before, only miskaper brings a temura. Only the father who gets the kabar could bring temura. The children who inherit it, they're just bringing the chiv of their father, but they're not getting any kapara. So how could they go ahead and bring the and make temura? So the Gemara says, granted, they don't have the same level of kapara as their father, mikiva lo mikapara mechapra, but they do have a kufya kapara. They have this more secondary, this more indirect type of kapara, which brings them in, and they're involved enough, they get enough kapara to allow them to make a temura. Okay.
Are we going back to the idea of kapara and mitzvah saseh?
I don't think so.
So we're talking about what kapara?
Well, I guess whatever it is, whether it's a chatas, it's on an avera, I guess. So I don't know how that actually applies to them if they didn't do the avera.
It's a kapara for the original, though.
But it sounds like it's a kapara for the children, though.
Because they got their father.
Right, so he doesn't need one. The question is, where do the children, if the children didn't do the avera of their father, what do they need a kapara for? So I'm not sure how it actually, what it does for them, to be honest. There is an interesting line here in Rashi. Actually, forget the Rashi. Let's just go Vayita. The Gemara says now Vayita. Ibailu kipper amashe ba'u olik lo kipru. Is it going to provide kabar on that which came or didn't? What does that mean? If you look at Rashi to explain the suffix. Rashi around 10 lines up. Kipper amashe ba'u. Kodshim shenizbechu shelo lishman. V'kivu. Let's say an animal, a carbon that was shechted shelo lishma. We said already by now, it's kosher to bring, it doesn't fulfill the personal chiv. V'tanan lo alu l'shem chov, it doesn't fulfill the obligation. V'tarach la'vi acher, you need to bring another carbon instead to fulfill your obligation. Look at the question. Mihu mibay lei im kafru al hachet shehufresh alav. Did it provide kapara, but I still have an outstanding chiv? One of the concerns are when a person does an avera, if he hasn't yet brought his carbon chatas, he's concerned that Kadosh Baruch Hu might punish him. Once he brings a chatas, he has a clean slate. So the question here, in this case, the chatas was shechted l'shem ola, let's say. Not really a good example of the chatas, really an ola, let's say. An ola was shechted l'shem shlamim. An ola provides kapara on a bit ase. But the Kohen did the wrong thing. He did shelo l'shma. So now I need to bring another ola. So the question becomes, does that ola that was brought first with a mistake, though, does that at least protect me from the yisurim? I just need to bring an outstanding chiv, or the ola was as if nothing happened, and I still have an outstanding and I'm concerned of getting punished. That's the suffix of the Gemara.
Who made the mistake?
No, only the Kohen can make the mistake. Right. Only he has shayichas to making shalal shema. Or whoever is shechting, it could be the Baal shechted as well. The Tzar is allowed to shecht him. Whoever made the mistake. There's an interesting din that when it comes to Gemara, says when it comes to Pigel is a hezek she'eno nikker. It's not recognizable. It's a damage. He was mazigu. The Kohen is mazigu shalal shema as well. But it's hezek she'eno nikker, and the Kohen doesn't have to pay you back for his mistakes. So the Gemara now says, what's the halacha? Is it going to protect the person from Yisurim or not? So it comes along, Amr of Sheshes, Breder of Edi, Mistavra de lo Kipra. Mistavra doesn't protect the person. Di Sagadaita Kipra, Sheni Lamahuva. Because if the mistaken one did serve to protect me, it fulfilled my obligation, so why bring a second one? What's the need? Elamai lo Kipru. Elamai lo Kipru must be that it's not Machaper. You just bring the Ola because it's a Kodesh. You bring it anyway, even though it was a mistake, you go ahead, but I still need to bring my full Chiv. So Lamahu Karif. So now, if the first one's serving no purpose anymore, so why do we bring the first one then? Is the first one needed or the second one needed? That's it, back and forth. And so the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Rav Sheish, Bereid, Rav Idi, Hachi Kakasha. This is the question. E Amris, if you're going to say, Bishma lo Kipru, Shlo Lishmo, but Mikoach Lishmo Kasi, Visheni Lam Huba, Lichaper. If you say that the first one provides zero kapara, when it was Shalol Lishma, so why are we bringing it? We're bringing it because at least it originated from an animal that was Lishma, it was supposed to be Lishma. It came from a very good source. The Kohen made a bad mistake and did Shalol Lishma, but it came from an animal that is Kadosh, so we have to follow through and serve it properly. So that's why we need the second one, because the second one's giving me the Kapara. But Ela Iyamis, but if you're going to tell me that the first one is Mamish Kipru, so then the question becomes, Sheini Lamuva. What do you need a second one for? Elamai, we have to conclude that the first one that's brought, that the ol that's brought shalol l'shma didn't provide any kapara. We're bringing it only because it came from a good source of a good karbon, but the second one really is the ikka one that's providing me with my full kapara.
Are you saying a mil shol if you don't? What happens to the karbon if you don't sacrifice it? It was not l'shma. Doesn't retain any kedusha or anything?
No, it is. You have to treat it a proper way. The Gemara says.
So if it's going to be a mil shol, if it's going to be just an animal walking around, there was somebody who can use something else, it's a hole in.
But that wouldn't be why we shecht the carbon. We could still put it away in the jail, lock it up somewhere so no one gets it. That Gemara talks about that. But this we want Dafka want to bring it as a kapara because as a carbon because it came from a koach kadosh. Gemara now asks halfway down the two dots. I barilu aase dilacher frasha mechapra alo mechapra. So what's the halacha? A carbon ola is allowed to cover many different types of bitzlases. A chatas goes one chatas per lav. Chelev, chatas, dam, a separate chatas. You can't combine a chatas and multiple lavim. Even for a person who ate dam twice, a chatas for each separate lav. An aula, which an aula is mechaper and a bitzlases, can be mechaper and multiple bitzlases. So now the question becomes, let's say your mafrish, the animal, is an aula. And after a frash, I violated another bit say, can that animal, which hasn't yet been brought as a hakrava, it's only kadosh right now, can it now include all those additional averas? So again, let's say January 1st, I separated the ola for I wore dal kanfos, let's say, without tzitzis, bit say. January 1st, I've got an animal set to be an ola, it's kadosh. January 2nd, I do it again. I don't wear tzitzis on my dal kanfos. Can that carbon, when I bring it on January 5th, cover the Aveira that took place between January 1st, Hafrasha, and January 5th. That's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, Mi Amrina, do we say, Mi did they have a Chatas? Do we say that the Ola is like a Chatas? Ma Chatas decodes Mafrasha in. A Chatas only covers an Aveira that happened before the Hafrasha. But a La'achar Hafrasha, an Aveira that takes place after the Chatas has already been set aside, lo, it can't cover that? Avhacha Nami here as well. The Ola is only that which is Kodim Hafrasha does the Ola cover in. But that which is La'acha Hafrasha, any of Averas after the Hafrasha, lo, the Ola cannot cover it. O Dilmar, do we say, lo Damu L'chatas, we can't compare the Ola to a Chatas at all. The Chatas al Kol Chet V'Chet Bay La'asuye, the Chatas has to bring a separate carbon on each particular Avera Chad HaChatas. Each eating of Chelev, each eating of Dam has to bring its own Chatas. But Hachav, here by an Ola, Kevin Dika Kama Ase Gaba Mechapra Ase Dlacher Frasha Nami Mechapra. Since we see the Ola is more inclusive, it can include multiple bitases, so maybe it could even include that which came after the Afrasha. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. So the Gemara attempts to bring a Raya Tashma. The Pasuk says, Visamach v'nirta. The whole pasuk is v'samach yado al rosh ha'ola. You place your hands on the ola, and then v'nirta lo l'chaper lav, and then it provides you a kapara, a ritzur. So this is talking about a karban ola. So Gemara says, I don't understand. V'chi smicha mechaperes? What does it mean v'samach v'nirta? It sounds like from the pasuk the smicha gives you the ritzur. That smicha doesn't give you ritzur. V'halo ein kapar el b'dam. It's the blood, the sprinkling of the blood. The zrikas dam gives you kapar, not the smicha. How come the pasuk says v'samach is nirtzalo? Shenemar, the pasuk says ki adam hu nefesh v'yichaper. It's the dam, the zrikas dam that brings kapara, not the smicha. Just a very important point. Look at Tosis on the bottom here. V'halo ein kapar el b'dam. That doesn't kapara only come with the zrikas dam. He quotes Perek Tabanishcha and Pesachim Daf Nuntes. Armin Kol Kama Delo Achli Kohanim Basar Lo Matzim Mechaper. It's the Achilas Kohanim that's Kapara Mechaper, not the Dam. Dichsev Achlu Osam, and they eat it Asher Kuf Abraham, and that creates the Kapara. Melamit to teach us Shak Kohanim Ochlin Basar Ubayim Meskaprim. It's not Zrikas Dam. It's Achilas Kohanim. Aval Mikol Makom Iker Kapara Einu Ela B'Dam. There seems to be a few stages. Iker Kapara is Dam. Secondary kapara is achilas kohanim, but certainly not the smicha. So how come the Gemara says v'samach v'nirtza?
That wouldn't apply on an ola.
That applies to not an ola. Correct. That's correct as well. This applies to only a chatas. That is correct. So the question: why is he talking about this here? We're talking about an ola here. Good question. So Gemara then says, so ela, what's it telling us? Ma tamalomer v'samach v'nirtza l'chaper shim asa l'smicha shiari mitzvah. If you treat the smicha as a shiari mitzvah, it's like a leftover mitzvah, it's like a meaningless thing, meaning you don't do it. It's like, who cares about the smicha? It's shiari mitzvah, it's leftover, we can ignore it. So then, ma la lavakasav, the kasav, the pasuk considers it as if kilu lo kiper v'kiper, as if you had a kapara and you didn't have a kapara. What does it mean? Either you did have a kapara or you didn't. What do you mean, low keeper or keeper? Either one or the other. You can't have, you got kapara and you didn't get kapara. So what does that mean if you ignore the smicha, you did away with the smicha, you have this quasi kapara? My love, do we not interpret this to mean the keeper asay the kodem afrasha, but low keeper asay the smicha davila asay la acher afrasha? So now what we're saying here is as follows: the guy just brought an ola, right? So now he didn't do the smicha on the ola. So maybe the ola he just brought should mechaper on the not doing of the smicha. Right? What happened was, he was mafrish this carbon to be an ola. He separated, what type of animal this is? I don't know, a cow. Let's say, I don't remember which animals go for which carbon, but let's assume it's a cow for an ola. I mafrish the ola. So now, right now, that covers all the bit assays I did before him. Now I don't do the smicha, which is now after the afrasha. As mevatel the assay of smicha. But now the animal is shechted as a carbon. So now, shouldn't we say, so they, potentially, maybe the carbon should be mechaper on the assay of smicha, the bit assay of smicha, which is after the hafrasha. So the Gemara says, is it not to be interpreted? Again, let's read this inside one more time. My love, to keeper assay de kodem hafrasha. When it says keeper below keeper, it means keeper on the assays that were before the hafrasha. And when the Brisa says low keeper, it's the assay of the smicha, which is after the hafrasha. So we see from here that ola cannot be mechaper on aveiras that took place after the afrasha. Meaning the smicha is an aveira after afrasha, and it doesn't cover. Keeper, low keeper is keeper on before hafrasha, low keeper is on after hafrasha. That's the raya. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, I say the smicha kamras. You're talking about smicha. Smicha cannot be used as a model to other bitl assays after afrasha. Shiny hasam, smicha is different, is so here, as long as he can always do smicha. You never miss a smicha until you did shchita. So there's never a moment in time where you're mevatel the smicha. It's only once you did a shchita, now it's all over. It's no longer after a frash, it's actually after a shchita. The carbon's already been shechted. We're talking about an assay that takes place between a frasha and shchita. The bitel smicha takes place at the moment of shchita. So let's see that inside one more time. Yeah, it's a nice alum. This is shiny hasam. The chalkama de lo shachet bamed v'samach. You always do smicha, do smicha, do smicha. You didn't do the bittel yet. Emas kahavi asay laachar shchita when you shechted in laachar shchita. It's way too late. Lo b'kimir barlan. That wasn't a shaila. Of course, anything after shchita, it's not part of the karban. Our question was before the time of hafrasha until shchita begins. So that's still an open question. Gemara now says the last two lines of the Amud here. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava Ema. Let's say keeper gavra lo keeper kame shmaya. Maybe the word keeper, lo keeper, trying to make a new interpretation is that maybe the person received as a gaver received a kapara, but he didn't have the full kapara up to shemayim. That means this, says Rashi in the top of Amud Beis here, lo keeper kame shmaya lenachas ruach lakona, didn't give a full satisfaction to the kadosh baruch hu, the lo avid mitzvah min amuvcher. It's not the best performed mitzvah. It's a half-baked mitzvah. You get the mitzvah checked off, but not an A+. You get a B or a C for doing such a mitzvah. That's what it means, keeper velo keeper. Gemara says, Milo Tanan, do we not have another example where there's a carbon performed as a key mitzvah, but not the best performance? Hanosar b'shemen, this is actually our parsha this week, by Negayim. You put the oil in the thumbs of the mitzora, so then there's a lot of leftover shemen. So what do you do with the nosar b'shemen? Asher kaf, that's left over in the kohen's hand. What do you do with it? So you say lechaper alav lefnei Hashem. It's used to do a kapara in front of Hashem. So what does that mean? Im nasan keeper. So the rest of it you're supposed to pour in the head of the mitzora. So im nasan, if you put the rest of it, the nosar shemen, on the rosh, so then you get a good kapara. Vim lo nasan, if you don't put it on the head of the rosh, low keeper, you don't get a kapara. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. That's Rebbe Akiva's opinion. Rebbe Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, no, shiari mitzvahin, the leftover shemen that's supposed to go on the rosh, that's a leftover mitzvah. It's an afterthought. Hein, beinitein beishonitein keeper. It's good either way. It's a leftover mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is putting the shemen on the thumbs, on the big toes. The rosh is really the last thing to do with it. And if you didn't do it, the mitzvah gets a full tahara, the full kapara. But since you ignored this mitzvah, it's a shiari mitzvah, you ignored it, you didn't treat it properly, so even though it's not ma'akev, it's a malin alavakas of ki'ilu lo keeper. It's as if you didn't get kapara, but they really did get kapara. So this is another example where you did a mitzvah, not for the best way. It wasn't min amufchar, where the language keeper, lo keeper, is being used. So my ki'ilu lo keeper, what does it mean? As if it wasn't, you didn't receive a kapara? Elaim, if you tell me that means the mibay la'asui carbon acharina, if it means that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us you need to bring a whole new carbon for the mitzvah, well, that can't be the case, because Rabbi Yochanan just said, ha'amris, bein nasan bein lo nasan keeper. Whether you put the nosa shaman on the head of the mitzvah or not, you definitely get a kapara. So you definitely don't need to bring a new carbon for this case. Ela keeper gavra lo keeper kamishmai. It must be interpreted that the gavra, he gets a kapara, meaning he's completely tahor, but kamishmaya, in terms of the mitzvah min amuvcha, in terms of the quality of the mitzvah, it wasn't done in its best form. Hachanami here too as well, when it comes to our case of smicha, keeper v'chulei, it's a not a mitzvah min
amuvcha. But here, the wrongdoing is from the kohen, right? The Torah has nothing to do with it. No, I'm saying the one who pours the shemen is the kohen. The poor guy doesn't know what's happening.
Right. In a Hanami, I guess, but still, since we have the same language of keeper, low keeper being used, we could apply, even though you're right, mitzada svara, you can maybe distinguish between the Kohen and the smicha case, right. But I guess the Gemara is not. Yeah. Now, interesting discussion here, they use this, there's a hakir within the understanding of how smicha works. Smicha, according to Achronim, they have a hakir, whether smicha is considered part of the chefts of the carbon, like shchita, or really smicha is on the gavra, completely separate from the carbon. So they try to connect this to this machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, about mitzora. Rabbi Kiva says the nosa shemen, without that, that's considered as if the entire tara process is ruined. So to smicha is part of the process of a carbon, it's part of the chefza. But according to Rabbi Nassan, who views the mosa shemen as something completely separate from the carbon's still good. The kohen didn't put the nosa shemen on the carbon. That's an issue of the gavra. But the chefs is good, so to maybe smicha is also about the gavra doing this, but the smicha has nothing to do, it's not a din in the chefs. So they try to connect this smicha chakira to this question of the shemen.
That's the terms of the
chuva
part?
Is it part of it? I don't know. I mean, it's part of the, I guess, the machshava is, yeah.
I hear,
it's certainly, the whole stage, the whole process of carbon is supposed to be him himself being shechted.
But that's smicha.
But smicha, I think, putting his strength into it.
That's the
Ein Hanami. So the Gemara then says, Hasam nami keeper matan bahonos, lo keeper matanos rosh. No, when it says lo keeper, it didn't mean lo keeper as lacking mitzvah min amuvchar. It actually meant it didn't work. Meaning a keeper in the brayse of Rabbi Yochanan meant the placing of the oil in the thumbs was a good kapara, but since you didn't place it in the head, you have to do another finding of oil, put new, you can't ignore it. You have to put oil on the head because lo keeper matanos harosh. It's not being viewed as a keeper, lo keeper, as a lab mitzvah min amuvchar. It actually means you didn't get kapara and you have to put the oil on the Rosh. So it's not a raya for the suggestion above. So we're still back to square one. We want to know, is an ola going to be mechaper on any averos that took place after the afrashas? The Gemara brings a raya now, another raya. Tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kiv Seat Tzeres, Lama Heban. This reminds us of Masechet Shavuos in the beginning. We had the whole discussion, that long mission about Karbanos Batumas, Mikdash Vikadashev. So Rabbi Shimon said that Kiv Seat Tzeres, Lama Heban, why do they come? Why do you bring it on a Tzeres, these sheep on Shavuos? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Kiv Seat Tzeres, Shlamim Ninu. They come because they're Shlamim. There was a mistake in what he had said. The Gemara says, Ella Si'iria Tzeres, Lama Heban. The question is, why are the goats brought in Shavuos? They're brought in Shavuos, Al Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, because the mission Shavuos is talking about, Mikdash Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, so we bring goats on the terrace to be Mechaper for those who are Tamei when they're in the base of Mikdash, or they're Tamei when they were eating Kajim. So the Gemara says now, Nizrak Damo Sharishon Sheni Lama Kariv. So once you sprinkle the blood of the Sari Rishon, the first goat, so what do you need the second goat for? Aren't they both doing the same, accomplishing the same thing? Why do you need to double goats? So Gemara says, Al Tuma She'ura'a Bein Zelazeh. Any Tuma that took place between the Sire 1 and Sire 2. You're laughing now, wait. So then the Gemara says, Emor Miata, now we could conclude, Re'uyin Hein Yisrael Lahakriv Karbonosein B'chol Eis V'chol Shoh. We reach every single second, it's bring a carbon. So why don't we? Now, why not? Ella Shechisech HaKasev, the Torah had a chas on us to bring a carbon every single day. That would be, you know, millions of dollars a day. It's $1,000 per cow. Every second requires it. It means every minute $6,000 and 60,000. And so it adds up to a lot of money. So the Torah was chas on us. So then the Gemara says, anyways, V'ha-ha-cha da'asei de'la'achar-frasha v'kam-mechapra. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, look at Rashi to explain. Rashi explains that they separated this yesterday. You were mafrish the karbanos erev Shavuos. So now erev Shavuos, so what happened between each one? Must be that you violated, there's a bit la'asei of a tumah, it says v'shalchum na'machana. That's an asei. So a guy walked in the base of Mikdash on Shavuos after these seir and were separated. So we see that the second seir is going to be miskaper on the guy who walked in the base of Mikdash Tamei between the carbon of the first and the carbon of the second. So it does mechaper, it is mechaper on something after Hafrasha. Now, they all point out, why do you have to do the Hafrasha Erev Yantif? Why can't you do Hafrasha on Yantif itself? So a number of answers are given. One of them is that you can't do a frasha on Yantif. The Gemara, the mission, Beta tells us you can't be makdish something on Shabbos or Yantif, so that's why you have to do the frasha on Erev Yantif. The problem with this is that you are allowed to do things l'shem mitzvah. A couple of problems. One is, l'shem mitzvah you can give a, not give a carbon, but in terms of shavusim, if it's a davar mitzvah, you're allowed to. So meaning, normally I can't acquire things on Shabbos. I can't be makdish something to you, but let's say the davar mitzvah, I have my only utensil I didn't put in the mikvah. And how do I use it now? What I could do is I could give it to a non-Jew, makna to a non-Jew, and if it's owned by a non-Jew, their kalim don't require a tevila, and then I could use it. How could you makna something on Shabbos? Mekach HaMemkar is also on Shabbos, so l'shem mitzvah, the halacha is, you're allowed to do something l'shem mitzvah. So l'shem mitzvah karban, I can be makdish on yontif. Some people point this out. The second problem is we have a klal that ain shvus b'mikdash. The isser of being makdish something is only a shvus, and ain shvus b'mikdash. We don't have any shvusim in the Mikdash. Now, that's not entirely true. We do have some shvusim. Only a shvus related to the base of Mikdash is permitted. To do muksa in the base of Mikdash is not allowed. Any muksa. You can't just start carrying around a pen in the base of Mikdash. Not every shvus is removed, but a shvus related to the karbanos is not shayach in the base of Mikdash. Either way, the case was you were mafrish the karbanos before Yontif, and then it's mechaper any avers that took place on Yontif after the afrash.
The question is, even if you're allowed to mafrish in Yom Tov, the question will remain, because he's probably mafrish both korbanos at the same time, and you would still have, the second one would still be after Afrash.
So that's the very next line here. Very good. So Gemara says, you're right, you must have learned this before, Idafrishinu bevasachas hachanami, if you mafrish it at the same time, you have a great point, Ricky, so both are, let's say on Shabbos, there's a Afrash on Shabbos, I both these seem are mafrish. So now, where's the difference? When is the tumah going to take place? Must be the tumah took place between the hakrava of each of them, which is after the afrasha above them. So the ola is mechaper for things after the afrasha. Gemara says, no, that's not the case here. We separated one in the morning and the one, let's say, in the evening. So it's talking about a bitase that took place between the afrashos, not between the akravos. Gemara says, that's a very strange thing. You're going to tell me the pasuk's talking about a situation, dafka, where you were mafresh. You have two goats. You don't say, I'm mafresh this now, and then 20 minutes later, I'm mafresh the second one. Who does that? That's such a strange case. To say the pasuk's talking about that one very small example, hard to say. So in the end of the day, the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Karbanos Tzibur, Kamrish, you're talking about Karbanos Tzibur. Karbanos Tzibur is a whole other world. Shiny Karbanos Tzibur, the Lev Bezdin Kamasna Leim. Lev Bezdin, the Bezdin has the ability to make a stipulation, even though you didn't have the Das, they made a stipulation to say what? Rashi explains first why lying down, Lev Bezdin, Ha'oskim Etzarche Tzibur, Masna Leim, those who are involved in the works of the Tzibur, in this case of Tzivri Atzeres, which is a Karban Tzibur, Shafril Yafrishim HaKohan Mabas Achas. Even if they are mafreshim bevas achas, which is the more likely scenario, lo te afrashas ha'acharon afrasha, it won't take effect ad samach la'akravaso. Why? Kidei sheyei roi sheini zeh lavo al tumas shura bein time. So even the kohen is mafreshim, afrasha doesn't take effect till 2 hours later, and then that's how everything makes sense. And just to finish off, the Gemara says, how do you see that lev vesin's masna leim? Kidei rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, damar rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, karbanos tzibur sakin moshchasin l'mashahim. So even let's say the Kohen shechted something with a stam l'shma, the Bezdin is able to masen. Whenever it comes to a carbon sibor, the Kohen cannot ruin it. The Kohen cannot ruin it. Maybe the shalol l'shma, maybe he can. But if it sounds like from Rashi, look at Rashi, karbanos sibor, sakin hashochten, the one who shechs it, moshchasen leman, it's pulled, it's drawn into l'mashen ru'in, whatever it's fit to be, v'omden, and it stays, afil lo yada shochin mahin. Even if the shochin doesn't know what he's shechting, he just shechs it. But if this animal is only to be a carbon tamid, Lev Bezdin says it's going to be a carbon tamid. So the Lev Bezdin is able to override the kavana of the person doing the shechita here too as well. By the Seiri Atzeres, even though he was mafresh both at the same time, Lev Bezdin says the second afrasha won't take effect till later on. Okay.